This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 33 Biography of Jimmy Panetta, the Representative from California. General Information. James Varney, Jimmy Panetta, is an American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for California's 19th Congressional District since 2017. The district, which includes parts of Monterey, San Benito, Santa Cruz, and Santa Clara counties, is known for its diverse economy, ranging from agriculture to technology. Panetta, a Democrat, has made a name for himself by focusing on issues like veterans affairs, environmental protection, and economic development. Early life and education. Jimmy Panetta was born on October 1, 1969, in Washington, D.C., to Leon Panetta, who would later serve as U.S. Secretary of Defense, and Sylvia Panetta. Growing up in the political environment of Washington, Panetta was exposed early to public service and policymaking. He attended Carmel High School in Carmel, California, where he was involved in various extracurricular activities, including sports and student government. After high school, Panetta pursued higher education at the University of California, Davis, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in International Relations. Following his undergraduate studies, Panetta's interest in law led him to Monterey College of Law, where he obtained his Juris Doctor degree. His legal education was pivotal in shaping his understanding of legislative processes and public policy, which would later influence his political career. Early career. After completing his education, Jimmy Panetta served in the United States Navy as an intelligence officer. His military service included deployments to Afghanistan and the Horn of Africa, experiences that deeply influenced his views on national security and veterans issues. Post-military, Panetta worked as a deputy district attorney in Monterey County, focusing on prosecuting crimes ranging from misdemeanors to serious felonies. This role provided him with first-hand experience in the criminal justice system, which would later inform his legislative priorities. Before entering Congress, Panetta also served as a policy advisor to his father, Leon Panetta, during his tenure as Secretary of Defense. This position allowed him to gain insights into national defense strategies and international relations, further preparing him for his future role in Congress. Election history. Jimmy Panetta's political career began when he ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2016. He won the Democratic primary for California's 20th Congressional District, which was renumbered as the 19th District due to redistricting. In the general election, he defeated Republican challenger Casey Lucius with over 70% of the vote, showcasing strong local support. In 2018, Panetta was re-elected with an even larger margin, securing nearly 81% of the vote against Republican Jeff Gorman. This victory underscored his growing popularity and the effectiveness of his campaign strategies focusing on local issues. His re-election in 2020 was similarly decisive, with Panetta defeating Republican challenger Jeff Gorman again, this time with about 74% of the vote. These consistent victories reflect his strong connection with the constituents of his district. Political stances. Jimmy Panetta has positioned himself as a moderate Democrat, often focusing on bipartisan solutions to issues. He is particularly noted for his work on veterans affairs, advocating for better health care, education, and employment opportunities for veterans. On environmental issues, Panetta supports policies aimed at combating climate change, including the promotion of renewable energy sources and conservation efforts. He has been a proponent of the Green New Deal, emphasizing the need for sustainable economic growth. In terms of economic policy, Panetta has pushed for initiatives that support small businesses and agriculture, key components of his district's economy. He has also been vocal about the need for infrastructure improvements, particularly in rural areas of his district. Regarding immigration, Panetta supports comprehensive immigration reform, including pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and protections for DACA recipients. He believes in a balanced approach that secures borders while also providing humane treatment and opportunities for immigrants. On healthcare, Panetta has advocated for the expansion of the Affordable Care Act, aiming to make healthcare more accessible and affordable. He supports measures to lower prescription drug costs and has worked on legislation to address mental health issues, particularly among veterans. Jimmy Panetta, the representative for California's 19th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons people support Representative Panetta is his deep-rooted connection to the district. Having grown up in the area, Panetta understands the unique challenges and needs of the Central Coast community. His family's long history of public service, including his father Leon Panetta's notable political career, has instilled in him a strong sense of duty and commitment to public welfare. This local connection makes him relatable and trusted among voters who value representation by someone who truly knows their community. Another key factor is Panetta's focus on economic development and job creation. He has been a vocal advocate for policies that support small businesses, which are the backbone of the local economy in California 19. His efforts to secure federal funding for infrastructure projects, like improvements in transportation and water systems, directly benefit the district by fostering economic growth and enhancing quality of life. His initiatives in promoting sustainable agriculture and tourism also resonate well with the district's economic landscape. Panetta's stance on environmental issues also plays a crucial role in his support base. The Central Coast is known for its natural beauty and environmental sensitivity, and Panetta has been a staunch defender of these assets. He supports legislation aimed at combating climate change, protecting marine life, and preserving public lands. His environmental policies align with the values of many in his district who prioritize conservation and sustainable living. Moreover, Representative Panetta's approach to healthcare has won him favor among many residents. He has consistently pushed for affordable healthcare access, understanding the rural and often underserved nature of parts of his district. His advocacy for expanding Medicare, reducing prescription drug costs, and supporting community health centers directly addresses the healthcare disparities faced by his constituents. This focus on health equity and accessibility is particularly appreciated in a district where many rely on government health programs. Lastly, Panetta's commitment to Veterans Affairs is a significant aspect of his appeal. With a strong military presence in the district, including Fort Hunter Liggett, Panetta's efforts to improve veteran services, from healthcare to job training, resonate deeply. His military background and understanding of the sacrifices made by service members and their families give him credibility and a personal stake in these issues. His work in this area not only supports veterans but also strengthens community ties and support networks. In conclusion, Jimmy Panetta's support in California 19 stems from his local ties, economic initiatives, environmental advocacy, healthcare policies, and dedication to veterans. These elements combine to form a representative who not only understands the district's needs but actively works towards addressing them, earning him the trust and backing of his constituents. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Jimmy Panetta in California's 19th district is his perceived disconnect from the local issues that directly affect his constituents. Many residents feel that Panetta, despite his efforts, does not fully grasp or prioritize the unique challenges faced by the Central Coast, such as water rights, agricultural sustainability, and local economic development. This perceived lack of understanding leads to a sense of alienation among voters who believe their representative should be deeply embedded in the community's fabric. Another significant point of contention is Panetta's voting record on key issues, which often aligns with broader Democratic Party lines rather than reflecting the nuanced needs of his district. For instance, his support for certain environmental regulations has been criticized by local farmers and business owners who argue that these policies are too restrictive and do not consider the economic implications for small-scale operations. This has led to a divide where constituents feel their economic survival is being overlooked in favor of ideological stances. There's also a growing sentiment that Representative Panetta lacks transparency and engagement with his constituents. Many feel that town halls and public meetings are more about optics than genuine dialogue, with pre-selected questions and limited opportunities for real interaction. This has fostered a belief that Panetta is more interested in maintaining his political career than in serving the district's needs, which erodes trust and support. Furthermore, Panetta's approach to immigration and border security has drawn criticism from both sides of the political spectrum. While some constituents appreciate his humanitarian stance, others, particularly those in border-adjacent areas, feel he does not adequately address the security concerns or the economic impacts of immigration policies. This dissatisfaction stems from a perceived imbalance in addressing the multifaceted aspects of immigration, leading to a lack of support from a broad swath of his electorate. Lastly, the issue of campaign financing plays a role in the lack of support for Panetta. There's a growing concern among voters about the influence of special interest groups and large donors on his policy decisions. People are wary of politicians who might prioritize the interests of their financial backers over those of their constituents, and Panetta's funding sources have occasionally come under scrutiny, fueling this distrust. When voters perceive that their representative might be swayed by external financial pressures, their support naturally wanes. In summary, the reasons for the lack of support for Representative Jimmy Panetta are multifaceted, involving perceived disconnects from local issues, ideological voting, lack of transparency, controversial stances on immigration, and concerns over campaign finance influences. These elements combine to create a challenging environment for Panetta, where regaining the trust and support of his constituents requires addressing these criticisms head-on with tangible actions and policies that reflect the district's diverse needs. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.